from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Nelson Mandela Roadshow takes to the streets and the seas of St. Lucia, and CARICOM leaders ask for help in proposed electoral reform in Montserrat. I'm Debbie Ransom at the CARICOM Summit in St. Lucia.
The Sufria Hills volcano roars again. I'm Electra Naismith in London, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
The Nelson Mandela entourage took to the streets of St. Lucia today, the first full day of the official visit by the South African leader. Business Today was a retreat with CARICOM leaders at a special summit venue on St. Lucia's west coast. Pete Nimval has been keeping an eye on the Mandela convoy.
On a jetty that was still glistening with the remnants of early morning showers, the people of Soufriere had gathered to welcome their hero. The school children had braved the rains for this historic occasion to give Nelson Mandela a warm welcome. But things soon became heated. The excitement that greeted the first sighting of the South African president and his party soon gave way to puzzlement, disbelief, and then anger. President Mandela was not coming ashore. The people would have to be content with greeting him from a distance, while he waved and smiled across the watery expanse.